You're tuned to Issues and Ideas on KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Tyler Pratt. SB 1421 is a California law aimed at law enforcement transparency. Since the law took effect at the beginning of January, media outlets across the state have been requesting peace officer personnel records that are now public information. Not everyone is getting records back. Many media outlets aren't, in fact. Two reporters from the San Luis Obispo Tribune have been following the story of a former Paso Robles police officer accused of rape and abuse of power. This story crosses several law enforcement agencies, and with the exception of a leaked document, no agency is sharing anything, even in light of the new law. So the Tribune has joined up with a local TV news outlet, KSBY, and state lawmakers to try and change the law and see if they can eliminate some of the loopholes. To unpack all of this, recently joining me in the San Luis Obispo studios were San Luis Obispo Tribune reporters Matt Fountain and Lindsay Holden.
So me and Matt have been kind of doing this together, and basically they're Christopher McGuire, a former sergeant for the Paso Robles Police Department, has been accused by three women of inappropriate behavior in various levels. There's one woman who accused him of raping her. There's another woman who said they had a consensual relationship, but all of their activity occurred while he was on duty, some of which actually occurred in his police car. And then a third woman basically said he asked her to, you know, flash him when she was being arrested. So that, and then he was under investigation by the Paso Robles Police Department. He was put on administrative leave, and then the sheriff's office also did an investigation, but the district attorney's office declined to charge him.
Now, the sequence here has been tricky. Kind of walk me through how all this came to light. He was being investigated by the Santa Cruz Sheriff's Office, and then the SLO Sheriff, and then Paso. So we've got a lot of agencies in here all looking at this guy, right?
Yeah. So one of the victims actually reported her alleged rape to the Santa Cruz Sheriff's Department. And then they told the Paso Robles Police Department about her allegations. And that kind of kicked off the whole investigation.
Tell me a little bit about your reporting and what you were hearing from the different agencies that you were speaking with.
Sure. So we kind of caught wind of the alleged actions of this officer in regards to another criminal case that was going on unrelated in the San Luis Obispo Superior Court, and how the attorney in that case was looking to request his personnel records as part of that case, as part of impeachable material, should that officer ever be brought in the stand in this case. Christopher McGuire had an investigatory role in this separate case. So we had heard rumblings that there was an officer who had serial misconduct allegations against him. Eventually, I believe KSBY broke the initial story about that while we were still investigating it. And once news came out about that, he might have already been on leave. This was back in May of last year when the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office contacted Paso Robles. Paso Robles immediately contacted the Sheriff's Office to kick off their investigation. And that's when we were able to verify that this officer was in fact under investigation. They wouldn't exactly say what at first. Paso Robles just called it a very serious criminal act and that he had tarnished the badge somehow. So he went off on paid administrative leave while the sheriff's office continued their investigation. During that time, we just basically kind of canvassed talking to everybody and anybody we could from Paso Robles. There's an interested party of residents up there who claim that they've been harassed by this officer. Typically, these are not the kind of people that would be reporting to police or the kind of people who feel comfortable talking to police. These are the kind of people that he was accused of taking advantage of.
And the details of this story, it can be graphic at times. And so we won't go into it on air for any sensitive listeners out there, but it is all available on the San Luis Obispo Tribune website. And the reporting you guys have done on this has been fantastic.
Thank you.
And so then the SLO district attorney decided to not press charges, even though McGuire's DNA was found at the alleged crime scene. There's GPS data and dozens of witnesses.
That's correct. There seemed to be, reading the portion of the sheriff's office report that we obtained, it should be said also the sheriff's office detective who was assigned to the case recommended that the DA's office charge him with forcible rape and a whole list of other heinous sexual crimes. And despite that finding, the DA's office took that information, took about 2 months to do their own investigation. before deciding that they didn't have enough to prosecute him beyond a reasonable doubt, which is, of course, their burden of proof. But also, they say it's unethical for them to bring something forward in a court of law that they don't believe that they can win. So in that 2 months that it took for the DA's office to make that decision, 1 month into it, the officer resigned. So he's gone. The DA's office decides not to file, and that's the end of the story.
What did you gauge from this press conference, Lindsay?
Well, they said they weren't going to charge him. And then I think I asked the sheriff's office to recommend charges, which they hadn't announced before. And he said that they had. And he basically said, I think he said, like, no reasonable or objective jury would be able to find the officer guilty.
Okay, so let's jump forward just a little bit. In January, SB 1421 goes into effect, and media outlets across the state, as I mentioned earlier, many working together, many working individually, start sending public information requests to agencies, as I'm sure you did to all of these. And so what did you get back, or what are you hearing from the law enforcement agencies that you spoke with?
So before SB 21 took effect in January, California had it was one of the strictest states as far as withholding confidential personnel records of officers accused of stuff. Officers enjoyed a variety of protections that even other public employees didn't. SB 1421 really changed that. Basically, what SB 1421 is doing is making open records for which there is a quote-unquote sustained finding by the appropriate agency, which sometimes becomes a boondoggle in itself, of an officer who is accused of dishonesty or accused of a sexual misconduct of any kind of sort. And if there is a sustained finding, which basically means a agency confirms that, yes, in fact, there is at least probable cause that this happened, makes those records open to the public to gauge to see how the department handled that particular case, and also just to know which officer who might still be around has these kind of allegations against them. So we, in this case, we of course filed everything under the sun that we could, even prior to January, on, you know, from the county sheriff's office, DA's office, and from the city of Paso Robles. What we were told is basically, you know, you're not able to get these records, and because there was no sustained finding in McGuire's case, none of those records would be open to us even after this bill takes effect. So the reason that they're saying that there is no sustained finding was kind of the way that this whole thing went down, that he was placed on administrative leave while the sheriff's office did their investigation. Paso Robles police chief says that they immediately, you know, handed everything over to the sheriff's office. They did not start an internal city investigation I'm not sure if it's like you call it a professional courtesy or if they didn't logistically want to step on the toes of the investigators who were going to be investigating the same stuff. But essentially what that allowed McGuire to do is to squeak out quietly, because the sheriff's office made this finding that there should be charges pressed, and they forwarded the county agency, and then they forwarded that to the other county agency, the DA's office. DA's office said, well, we can't prosecute. So that's basically the equivalent of no sustained finding from the county's perspective. Now, you go back to the city. He had already resigned before the DA's office had finished, you know, had made their play. So the city of Paso Robles never actually started investigating this guy, never started, you know, verifying things. So if he had been found in an internal investigation to have violated, you know, maybe not criminal, but administrative things, there would be a sustained finding for us to seek these records. But because he was able to resign, not necessarily allowed to resign by the city, he has due process rights. But because the way it all went down, resigned before the city could make any sustained finding, after the county could not make a sustained finding, he's on basically free and clear for records transparency.
And that's what we heard from Paso Robles as well, is that as soon as he resigned, they closed the case, essentially.
Yes, I think the words that the chief used was there was nobody to investigate, no employee to longer investigate in this case.
And then just to clarify what you just went through, if the sheriff's office recommended charges were not handed down by the district attorney,
when you requested those documents from the sheriff's office, you did not get anything back from the San Luis Obispo Sheriff's Office?
No, to this day.
So your paper has partnered with another media outlet and is working with lawmakers to help change some of the language of SB 1421 to help possibly remove these loopholes. Can one of you speak on that?
Sure. Yes, we're basically at the point right now where we're still gathering. We did a lot of public records requests to basically every local agency. We are compiling those right now, and we're going to be sharing those with every other media outlet who's participating in this project in California. The idea is to get a really large picture of what's going on in the state, what's been going on, and how we can make it better as far as accountability for, as I like to call them, bad apples, you know, in the department.
And this project is called the California Reporting Project. KCBX is a member, as are media outlets across the state. And being a journalist here in California, it's been pretty cool to see all of these agencies working together with one goal in mind.
For years, we've been waiting for something like this to come along.
Less competition and more collaborative, which this industry needs.
Yeah, and I will say, like, Matt has done more work with this, but I will say SB 1421 is super important. I mean, in the past, we've just really been stonewalled in terms of getting information about police officers. Like, previous stories I've worked on, it's just been challenging to get information about, you know, police officers that we're looking into. And so hopefully this will make that easier.
What would you like to happen in this next legislative session?
Well, our Central Coast Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham we sat down with him 2 weeks ago to talk about this, and he agrees that there needs to be strengthening of this law. He's said that he is going to sit down and speak with State Senator Nancy Skinner, the author of SB 1421. And it should be noted that Jordan Cunningham voted for the House version of that bill, and is a strong advocate for police transparency. He's a former prosecutor and a current defense attorney. It's all kind of up in the air at this point. We don't have any concrete idea of what, you know, that looks like strengthening that. It should be said that this McGuire case has directly led to Assemblyman Cunningham submitting another assembly bill, which I highly doubt he's any more privy than we are into District Attorney Dan Dow's thinking as to why specifically our District Attorney's office could not charge McGuire. But with Jordan's legal background, he, you know, helped draft this AB 1599, which will make it a criminal violation for a public official to use their position of power and authority for sexual gratification, sexual favors, even in some cases, if I'm reading this bill correctly, where there is a consensual issue, such as the McGuire case, because he was having an ongoing consensual relationship with a woman while on duty, who he met while on duty, using his police car, and all that was apparently verified in the sheriff's office report. And so this AB 1599 sounds to me, again, I'm not a lawyer, that it would have at least given Dan Dow, in the case of McGuire, something to charge instead of absolutely nothing when there is a host of things, just, you know, using a police car for non-police, you know, activities. It seems like there should be some kind of something there. So Cunningham's bill aims to basically give prosecutors something to be able to charge public officials who abuse their authority for sex.
And Matt, you're in the courts a lot. Have you spoke with Dan Dow about this following their decision to not prosecute?
I have. I have conversation with him almost every day about various different things. And, you know, he take him at his word that he takes us very seriously. And he is a firm believer, and he says it again and again, that he, you know, it's his duty not to take something to court unless he has a very, you know, very strong conviction that he can get a conviction.
So I have to ask you both, what's next for this McGuire story?
We're not really sure. I'm trying to verify where he is. The Tribune has kind of taken on certain stories. We reported on former Napomo High School wrestling coach who was given a non-disclosure agreement after horrible allegations of him, his activities, and he basically got this sweetheart deal with the district for them not to disclose any of the allegations against him, just verify, you know, that he was there when he was there, and then so he can go on to another district. We're pretty concerned with passing along bad apples, as they call them. So we want to know, we want to make sure that this officer who may have dodged some very serious criminal charges or some kind of discipline, that he's not just shuffled off to another district so he does this again to somebody else. And so that's kind of our task going forward, to find out where he's at right now. And then we're also still hopeful that we can still get his records. We believe that I don't want to speak for our attorneys, but our legal counsel seems to believe pretty strongly that the sheriff's office recommendation does in fact constitute a sustained finding. So we're going to keep that fight up, and we're going to keep pushing for those records. Whether or not we get anything more on former Sergeant McGuire, not sure, but we are going to be continuing to keep our eyes on police departments all over our county.
As a journalist, transparency from public agencies is so important, you know, whether it's a school district, whether it's a police department. Taxpayer funded organizations need to be clear with the public about how they conduct themselves.
Lindsay Holden, Matt Fountain with the San Luis Obispo Tribune. Thank you so much for stopping by today. We look forward to seeing more of your reporting.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.